This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. Transformers! For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 434. I am your host, Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have the magical Diecast, the magnificent Melvar, the dynamic Don, and
the suave.
I started alliterating, though, so after.
The jaunty John DeLuna.
Jaunty.
Jaundice?
J-A-U-N-T-Y.
Give me a multivitamin.
The Julian.
He's very Caesar. The Jubilant.
The Jubilant. John DeLuna, yeah.
All right.
There we go.
Ooh. Maybe someday I can cosplay as Jubilee.
Oh, God.
Only in my dreams.
I'll get you that jacket.
I can't unsee it. I cannot unsee it.
That is great. Okay.
That'll be at the next con.
So
for a small fee.
Today is September 9th, 2015, and it, you know, some stuff happened this week. It's actually been a pretty good week for news.
More than last week.
More than the last few weeks. But we got a great tease, which we'll talk about later on. We're going to find out some big news here at New York Comic Con. So, spoilers, Diecast will be there. So we'll probably end up moving the show that week to talk about it.
No, it's on Wednesday.
Oh, I thought it was on Thursday.
Oh, well, the preview show should be Wednesday, and then Thursday is the panel.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll do that. There may be a mini cast to talk about the panel.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I love using the mini cast as a stopgap to get news out there, because we did that this past week. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. So, did anybody get anything new? I can tell you the one thing I got new, not Transformers related. I did get four cans of Surge, which is now back on the market, and I never really had it when I was younger, so it holds no soft spot in my heart, so I'm not really that crazy about it.
What does it taste like? I forgot.
Kind of like Sun Drop, if you've had that.
Oh, good. Oh, it tastes good, then.
Sun Drop is a North Carolina, South Carolina thing, pretty much. So if you haven't had that, maybe Mellow Yellow?
Oddly enough, Sun Drop was pretty easy to find, like, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago in Texas. Yeah, not so much now.
I mean, you can still get it in vending machines here, but yeah. But it kind of tastes like that. I may be completely off because I don't drink that a lot, but to me, it tastes kind of like Diet Sun Drop. Not bad. So I know Melvar got a ton of stuff this week. Why don't you tell us some of the stuff you got?
Oh, well, I got my masterpiece, Blue Streak.
Oh, I'm jealous. Mine hasn't shipped yet.
Oh, and like the blue pops just so much in person. Like, pictures don't do it justice. It is gorgeous. I also got masterpiece G2 Bumblebee.
Getting that too.
Go along with him. I got Optimus Maximus in his entirety.
You got that coming tomorrow.
You got to do a mini cast on that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
No, I'm not getting the limbs. Crap, forgot about that. I haven't found those yet.
And I got Legends Skywarp and Rodimus and Override and Runabout.
Do you like Override and Runabout? Overdrive?
Yes.
It's Overdrive, right? Is that Override?
Override, I think.
I forgot.
The trigger bot?
Yeah, the trigger con. Trigger bot, yeah.
Yeah.
Override, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he looks really nice in those nice dark reds and blues.
He does.
It's very nice looking, yeah.
I might have to get him.
I just hit ship on my pile of loot tonight, so I won't have it for a while.
Yeah. And I got a bunch of stuff that's not Transformers related.
No, it's weird because I saw a review for the Masterpiece Blue Streak, and I got to thinking, how sorry would it have looked if that we had gotten a Classics Prowl or Classics Silver Streak version of that? That would just been kind of sad. I'm glad we had to wait to get it, though. as pretty as it looks.
Okay, so I am going to mention something I got that's not Transformers, and I kind of shouldn't, but I'm going to. I got my first physical Kickstarter that wasn't that magazine that I subscribed to. So this is kind of funny. I'm into D&D. I'm not like a huge gamer, but I like D&D. I have a game going that my friends and I play. And as a joke, well, I mean, not as a joke, a guy posted a Kickstarter last year for this like evil My Little Pony, evil ponies thing. And I'm like, oh, I'll get that for my friend Mike for his birthday as a joke because ponies hurt her. Well, it never shipped. I finally got an update recently that the guy, because of the headache of these and the cost and everything, he's now going in at a loss for all of these. He's gotten a divorce, and his life is basically ruined, but he is fulfilling these orders. So I finally got my evil ponies after like a year and a half. I don't really even care, and he doesn't anymore, but I paid money for them, so I don't guess I'm going to throw them away. But thanks, guy, for sending these. They're pewter. I didn't know what they're going to be made out of. I thought they were plastic. So.
Sorry about your wife.
Sorry about your family. You shouldn't have put up a Kickstarter if you couldn't afford to do it. So, but oh well.
Or just be like the Kickstarter that I, you know, supported, where the guy basically got over $1 million and never produced anything.
I need a Kickstarter like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and the nice thing is Kickstarter doesn't care because they already got their cut, so it's not their problem. And good luck trying to get him prosecuted or arrested.
Well,
and
here's the thing. There is risk involved. Up front. Like, in its purest form, in my mind, I mean, if you get something for Kickstarter, I mean, that's basically a store, and they should just be selling the crap. I mean, yeah. Kickstarter, to me, is something where you help a creator create something awesome. And if you happen to get something out of that, great. If not, you've helped make something cool. So... So you picked up some stuff this past week, didn't you? You always do. I was telling Kim, I was telling Kim this weekend about your hellacious toy budget. not your Kim, my Kim.
I got Masterpiece Blue Streak as well, which is still in his plastic prison. I was actually asking Matt before the show, I'm like, how does that blue look? I heard it looks amazing. And he was like, yeah, it looks really good. And then
the joints are super tight on it, though.
Yeah. Which is good because, I mean, that's one way you can really know between a KO and a official is the KOs always have loose joints.
It took a while to get the legs unlocked, pretty much.
For the most part. And people are going to flame me and be like, you're wrong. But that's my experience with the KOs that I've had.
Yeah,
so.
my one KO is not all there. I need to actually replace it with the real thing.
Yeah. And then I also got the Takara version of Legends Cosmos because it looks awesome, and it was only $17.
What's the difference?
He's darker green, and he doesn't come with the Target Master.
I could care less about the Minicon or whatever they're calling.
Yeah, but that's pretty much all I got Transformers related. So
okay, that's more than me. Don, you didn't get anything.
I'm waiting for stuff to come in before I ship my items.
And you got something googie-gowry.
I'm waiting for Carrie to come in. I'm also waiting for Goldie Marg, which is a companion piece to Bandai Solo Chigokin Galgagar.
Galgagar.
I also did purchase Grandis Hexatron.
Oh, nice.
I'm waiting for that to come in as
cool.
Well.
Cool, very cool. John, you got nothing too, right?
No, sorry, nothing.
Okay, let's jump into This Week in History. So, in 1954, I don't like doing birthdays, but this one I have to. 1954, Jeffrey Combs, voice of Ratchet in Transformers Prime, was born. I don't know if it was Jeffrey Combs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7.
Is that P. Diddy's father?
No. Okay, never mind. I thought that was going to be funnier when I said it. I love Jeffrey Combs for his work in Star Trek Deep Space Nine, where he played a clone named Wayoon.
Well, he played the original Wayoon, too, all of his clones.
They're all clones, yeah, except for the first one.
He also played Brunt from the FCA.
Yeah, well everybody loves a clone.
Yeah, bring in the clones. And this also, in 1993, the Usenet group, AltToys Transformers is formed. That was my first internet hangout. I thought I had a lot of friends because I saw them in my Outlook Express on my Windows 98 PC.
Wow.
Yeah, that was 1993. So I first popped on AltToys Transformers in 97, and I felt like I was late to the game. But yeah, I guess not. 93.
It's just amazing when you think about it, because I'm like, 1993, I was 11.
Jeez, Christ.
So, and like, I have, you know, my stepson's 12 years old.
Yeah, 93, I didn't have a computer. Like, I was super poor as a kid, so I had no internet access. I didn't have a computer until I was 20, actually. So, I actually first got on AltToys Transformers on a web TV. And if you were around back then, you hated web TV people, unless you were one. Because, you know, we were not necessarily the most advanced PC users, or the most advanced internet users. So, yeah, AltToys Transformers. Basically, it was like the only internet... It was the only internet outlet for Transformers for a while. And it was like really the first, other than like the mailing list, which helped birth AltToys Transformers, that and maybe Transmasters were pretty much the first Transformers communities. That was a long time ago. There are people who are listening who were not born then. So
I was there, Brian, when I first got my first IBM PS1 with Windows 3.1.
So, Don, interestingly enough, by the time I got there, you were only like a legend. I never saw you there. People talked about you. Oh, God, people talked about you. But it was never, I actually never saw you there. Like, I didn't have any interaction with you. I didn't speak to you because I was honestly a little afraid to. But I didn't, like, come in contact with you until 2003 at OTFCC. So, I wish I had known you back then or had realized you were actually there, because literally you were just this legendary figure. Take that for what you will.
Yeah, I believe the caffeine is causing you to have delusions, but thank you anyway.
John, back me up.
I'll back you up. I mean, yeah, no, it's all true.
I mean,
you were like a demigod.
Yeah. So let me. How can I put this in perspective? You were a famous fan.
Mm-hmm. When there weren't that many.
Yeah, when there weren't that many, everybody knew who you were. Everybody. Yeah.
There was like so there's like Rockshaw, Ben Yee, Headmaster Don. You were kind of like in the Mount Rushmore of trans fans.
You were the Mount Rushmore of trans fans back then, Don.
Yeah. I don't know who the fourth one would be. Maybe that's another discussion.
DVD, probably.
Yeah. DVD / Zob. They were kind of
Zob was awesome, and I love Zob. Zob was very much a big internet fan, but like outside of AltToys Transformers, he didn't really have a lot of impact. Yeah. Love Zob, don't get me wrong, friend of mine, great guy, but I mean, like, DVD, like, the people that were in my mind, it was people that had a physical presence in the real world, not like just the digital world. I mean, Zob went to he went to BotCon 94. I don't know that he ever went to another BotCon.
Yeah.
where Don went to every BotCon
except for one. But Don was like he's like a tradition. Not until you stopped asking the question, but during all those years you were without like any.
I like how John says the question.
Yeah,
you're like Father Christmas.
Everybody knows what he's talking about.
That's proof. I don't even have to. I'm not going to explain it.
Honest to God, Don, it was an exciting moment for me. A super exciting moment for me when I got to hear the question. I know
you should bring the question back.
I took a photo of Don asking the question.
You should be like, when are we going to get a Headmaster RC?
People want to kill me bad enough.
Don, one of the proudest moments of my life, at least in the last couple of years, was when you gave Sue Blue that Generations RC.
Well, I mean, if anyone deserves
whatever it was,
if anyone deserves a figure of their character 30 years late, It's her.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was I appreciate it.
So great. Okay, so moving along. I'm going to mention this first. God, I wish I need a software update so I feel comfortable showing screenshots. So people watching live, just follow along. You've seen it. People listening, go to tformers.com and look for this, a news item coming soon. Year of the Monkey Optimus Primal. Like, what? Yeah. Backstory on this. Super Primal Prime was a repaint of Optimal Optimus. He was repainted as Optimus Prime. Sorta. And he was supposed to be like an ancient warrior or something like that, and he had the spark, basically, of Optimus Prime, if I remember correctly. This is a repaint of the Beast Machines 2001 Air Attack Optimus Primal toy. Which is
that's
basically
the big one, right?
That was the big. That was the. I think the other's Air Punch, Optimus Primal, or something.
Blast Punch.
It's not a bad toy. It's not a great toy, but it's hideous, and I want it.
It is hideous.
I want it. Pushes all the right buttons.
I just want his name to be Primal.
Yeah. It's so wrong, and it shouldn't exist in 2015. Yet it does.
Well, I'm surprised the mold even. I mean, the mold only got that one use, and I mean, did Japan even get this originally?
I don't remember.
I can't remember, but we've not got any reissues of it. No encores. No other countries that I can think of without doing some in-depth research, which I haven't done. But I'm just surprised the mold's still viable.
Yeah, obviously, given the scale, this is the one they're going to use. But I would rather have the Blast Punch because I think it's a much better toy.
Well, and Blast Punch was more show accurate to Beast Machines.
But, you know, Super Primal Prime was the same scale, roughly, and all that. But man, this is weird.
It's the good kind. It's the kind of weird you like seeing every now and then. Just to remind you that crazy things can still happen in the mainline toy line.
It's Year of the Monkey. Hey, what do we got that's monkey related back there? Go through those. We'll take that. We'll just paint it in Optimus colors.
It's not my first Optimus Primal that I would want. And it's not even a monkey. I mean, he's an ape. He's a gorilla. He's an ape. He's not a monkey.
You know, if
not the Optimus Primal you want, but it's the Optimus Primal that we need.
So the only monkey, that I can think of is Optimus Minor.
They should retool Optimus Minor to be his target master.
Oh my god!
Okay,
paint him like
Dial in for monkey.
Dial in for monkey. Yeah, I actually started writing a fanfic about Optimus Minor called No Laughing Matter. I need to finish that someday. That was his the quote on his tech spec. It said Optimus Minor is no laughing matter. But they should paint him like in Rodimus Prime colors or Hot Rod colors, and he should be the target master. That would be so terrible. Okay. So BotCon 2016, it's going to be in Louisville, Kentucky. In April. Don, why don't you tell us a little about that?
I mean, talk about news whiplash. I mean, other than when we knew BotCon was going to be like a movie year, and it was pretty much going to be Pasadena, and Brian announced it at the show, that current show for next year. This is one of the earliest I can recall announcements for next year's BotCon, and I was expecting the West Coast again for some reason. This is what I was thinking, but Louisville is very convenient for a lot of people.
Yeah, we're trying for me. I don't know that I want to go though.
Hey, Adon, real quick, you want to know? Say maybe the last 10 or so BotCon dates, real quick. Why not? Let's start with maybe 2005. Let's see here. That is in Frisco. I remember 2005.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That hotel was awesome.
So I'll just mention the start dates. So BotCon is basically 3 days every year. So September 22nd.
Mm-hmm. It was the hurricane refugees. mm-hmm. at that BotCon that mm-hmm. got shipped into the hotel.
Yes.
Kind of Katrina. Awkward.
Mm. 2006, Lexington, September 27. 2007, Rhode Island, June 28th. 2008, Cincinnati, April 24th. So there's an April, late April though. 2009, Pasadena, May 28th. 2010, Disney World, June 24th. 2011, Pasadena again, June 2nd. 2012, Dallas, April 26th. 2013, San Diego, June 27th. 2014, Pasadena, June 19th. And then this year was June 18th. So let's see. It's September, September, June, April, May, June, June, April, June, June, June. So it's only been in April twice in the last like 10 years.
The weird thing about that, I remember back in those earlier – the BotCons that were earlier in the year, there were a lot of complaints from people who were in school because – they had to take, you know, they had to basically get out of school to go to BotCon. And there were some people that were teachers that were like, well, you know, I'm teaching right now. Now we have parents who mm-hmm. will probably have to break their kids out of school or leave one parent at home or something. It's a weird date, but yes. I will say this, it's convenient for me if I elect to go. The location is semi-convenient. It just really depends on what the circumstances are. If I'm probably going to be moving, hopefully, fingers crossed, around that time. So if that's the case, there's no way. But for like, given the age of – it's not like a G.I. Joe convention where you're talking about people that are grandparents by this point. You know, as a fandom, we tend to have kids who are – school age. We don't. None of us on the show do. But, oh yeah, Diecast does. Shoot, I forget about your stepson. Yeah, he's 12.
Yep.
We were talking about that before the show. Or during the show. But yeah, just kind of makes it difficult. But, I do applaud FunPub for, you know, making this decision so soon so that people can prepare for that. And hopefully...
Especially because it's sooner in the year.
Yeah, and hopefully registration will be up sooner, and it'll be a plug-and-play process where they can just get that thing going, you know, on a you know timely basis. So fingers crossed, hoping they do. But like I said, the likelihood of me going isn't for certain by any stretch.
Looking back, I can't believe there were years where it was in September.
September would work great for me.
Well, it's weird. On all the ones that are in June, as far as late June, they're all plus or minus a week around my birthday, and I didn't realize there was that many until John had mentioned.
Yeah, there's
that.
Six out of the last 10.
Here's the thing for me: it's the reason for me it's a bad location. Is I think I looked it up. It would take me like 10 hours to drive there, roughly. From I live in the Philadelphia area. I have a couple airports in my area. None of them have a direct flight that isn't ridiculously priced. So if I want to fly in, I would have to fly to another location, probably like Georgia, and then over to Kentucky. And it would be like a 6 or 7 hour plane flight. So I was like, I can drive for 10 hours or I can take 6 or 7 hours on the plane and pay a lot of money. It's just... this might be a year I skip just because I don't think logistically it works out for me to get there.
Yeah, but well, now usually Diecast, you have really good luck getting those super cheap airfares. That's not happening because
there's no direct flight, right?
Yeah, there's no direct flight, and there's no yeah.
I mean, for me, got to go to BotCon last year. My itch has you know been scratched for a while. I mean, if TFCon Charlotte becomes a regular thing, if it happens every year, I may not ever need to go to another convention again. Sad but true. Especially now that, like, the Hasbro panel this past year, like, seeing you guys, it's awesome. It's the reason I go. But if I have a non-friend reason to go, it's the Hasbro panel. And it was not what I was hoping for.
It was a little lackluster this year. It's like they were saving everything for San Diego.
or New York Comic Con.
Like, here's your
New York Comic Con
batch of repaints.
Yeah, let's diecast. Tell us about what's happening at New York Comic Con.
Well, New York Comic Con this year, and this is just the show or the panel that they're going to have at New York Comic Con, an official panel, is the Combiner Wars. They're going to show Combiner Wars animated series preview and possibly announce Titan Wars, because the way they worded it, as the Combiner Wars rages on, the highly anticipated reveal of the next chapter in Generations story universe will be huge.
Yeah.
Huge Titan next step. I mean, we obviously knew, you know, we think we know that Titan Wars is next. So everyone believes that we're going to find out about Titan Wars. And this isn't even the Hasbro New York or the New York Comic Con preview event that we normally go to, which is going to be the day before.
Do we know that for a fact?
Typically, that's when it is. Wednesday night.
We can assume, but we don't know yet.
Yeah, we can assume, unless they're not having it or they're changing it up this year. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of news in a month. It's basically a month from today.
Just running back to BotCon just a second. I want to talk about New York Comic Con. But at BotCon this year, there was no representation from Hasbro Studios. Was there any representation from IDW? I forgot that.
No.
So, I mean, TFCon is going to have more representation. TFCon USA is going to have more representation from IDW. So, yeah. But now that all of this news is spread across all these other major events, New York Comic Con, San Diego Comic Con, etc., BotCon seems less necessary. And I hate that. I hate that so much. But I really do, because, you know, BotCon used to be a huge deal for me. Just now, it's not so much of a huge deal. So there are other ways to get my Transformers fix. But yeah, New York Comic Con. So Titan Wars. So right now we just have that Fort Max head. We don't know anything else, do we?
Other than the line art that we saw.
The
blaster and the weird looking Optimus Prime thing.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
The Astro Train line art with an Optimus Prime head.
Yeah,
so weird. But yeah, so I mean, my big problem with Combiner Wars has been that it's getting stale. So if they can mix things up, it'll be a welcome addition to the toy line. So I'm really excited about that. I'm less excited about the TV series.
I have. Thinking about this popped into my head. They love to do build a figure.
Hasbro
what
does.
What if, because I keep trying to picture, how do we get Titan Wars into Transformers, because it would basically be all large figures. What if the whole wave was just parts for a build a figure, and then after you got, you know, the five figures in the wave, kind of like Combiner Wars, but it's just a really big figure.
I mean,
would that work? Would they do that?
For a non-transforming figure, they could. And it would be like one of the ones like from like the Sentinel or Galactus or something from Marvel Legends. Those were Toy Biz, I think. Yeah, I mean, they could do it, but I just don't see it happening. The only time they've done the Build-A-Figure in Transformers was the one from the Beast Wars Classics line, or the Classics line that had the Beast Wars characters, where they did Transmutate. So,
yeah, trying a Titan figure as a Build-A-Figure would drive up the cost of the individual toys so much. I don't think it's viable.
I'm just trying to envision how they're going to do all these big figures.
They only have to do one or two.
I don't think they're going to do a lot of big figures. I think it's just going to be the line's name with one or two Titan figures in it, and everything else is just associated.
It's like Combiner Wars isn't all Combiners. It's just mostly Combiners. I mean, the name is loosey-goosey. They can do whatever they want to do with it.
Yeah, we need a Transformer named loosey-goosey.
We absolutely do. So also, what is Lucy Goosey? Is the schedule of the upcoming Masterpiece Toys. Road Rage is delayed. What else is delayed, Matt?
tracks.
Oh, so yeah, that Masterpiece Tracks and Road Rage that we were all so excited about. Tracks was scheduled for this month and Road Rage was scheduled for next month. Well, they've both been delayed by 2 months each.
Lame.
With yeah, Tracks now coming out sometime in November and Road Rage sometime in December.
Well, that saves me some money for a while.
That really messes up my December really, really badly.
Yeah. It doesn't really. I mean, there's not much else coming out that I'm looking forward to that I don't think.
Unless of course, even with this delay, I mean, we've still got, you know, Anime Colors Masterpiece Thundercracker, Masterpiece Red Bumblebee.
But are you getting that? You're not getting Thundercracker though, right?
I am, yes.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And a second run of Exhaust. So, I mean, there's still a string of Masterpiece figures coming out over the next couple
months. Is anybody trying... actually, let's just go ahead and talk about that. Exhaust may get a re-release. Is anybody planning on that?
I got the first one.
I got the first one,
Everybody has the first one.
And it's going to be the same paint deco, even though some people are still showing pictures of the old paint deco. So,
A lot of speculation that these are just the unreleased Hasbro Asia stock.
Yeah, these were the ones that were supposed to go to Asia, and they're like, oh, we can't sell it through Asia, so we'll do a re-release.
I was so worried I wasn't going to get it, but my God, Eddie Arrigas is like the most awesome human being ever.
Yeah.
He came through and really helped me out there. He is my hero. Haven't spoken with him in a while. I need to shoot him a message, see how he's doing. Eddie's awesome, but yeah. But yeah, so I mean, I'll get Tracks. I'll get whatever Road Rage. It's not like I'll probably get them as soon as they come out anyway, because I've had Bumblebee sitting in my pile of loot now for a month. I'll probably get it sometime after the next show, if I remember basically how long it takes me to get stuff from BBTS goes. That's not a knock against BBTS. They're just a long ways away from me. So we got new footage of Transformers Devastation, which of course is coming out in early October, the 2nd, something like that. The Constructicon
6th.
You can get that from tfradio.net/Amazon. The Constructicon boss battle gameplay footage. Spoilers. Maybe I shouldn't. Yeah, I want to spoil it. Pause or fast forward or something if you don't want to hear the spoilers. Okay, so the fight starts off with all 6 Constructicons. You basically have to fight them all, then they merge into Devastator, which is really the way it should be. It looks pretty awesome, so hopefully it'll be as fun as it looks. I'm warming up to this. I've come to recognize that it's not necessarily the game that I was hoping it would be, but that doesn't mean that it can't be a good game. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to pick this up.
Mine's already pre-ordered. Ready to go.
Me too.
Mine's pre-ordered as well. I'm a little bit concerned that they're using, like, everything we've seen so far seems Super G1 inspired, and then when they revealed Motor Master, he's totally based on the Combiner Wars mold. So I'm not sure what direction they're going with that.
Yeah, I'm not certain, but
the art for Minasaur is like half G1, half Combiner Wars, which I actually kind of like. So it was an interesting like mishmash of those two ideas. So I think it works. It's interesting. I think, and I want to say Blackjack's on his chest. So maybe he's in the game. I don't know. I don't know if that's been covered or what, but I'm pretty sure he's on that chest.
That's also the week of New York Comic Con.
Huh. Yeah, that's true. And that's basically the day I come back from vacation, I think. So... actually, let me look at the calendar, because I may be wrong on that. No, I get back on the 2nd. That's what I was thinking. I confused the dates. So, I'll be back from vacation on the 2nd, so I'll be ready and waiting to play Devastation. So, let's see here. What else do we have going on in the news this week? Test shots about Onslaught and Brawn, plus Scattershot. Don, have you looked at these yet? What are you thinking about this stuff?
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see them a little bit as far as how they progress, especially Scattershot, because that early shot left a lot of people to be, you know, disappointed. Again, I think they're just trying to avoid another hot glue incident with Minasaur and Superion by not having a bunch of stuff that was just cobbled together, glued together, because that was a something of a fiasco until they got it fixed. The Bruticus torso is looking good. Onslaught is different enough from Hotspot. Basically, he's just Hotspot turned around to a degree. There's that. But I'm hoping the scatter shot will make people look a little bit more relaxed about the figure. Not knowing, but I think the big thing with Scattershot is not knowing about the rest of the Technobots, and that.
The Scattershot looks a lot better to me, but there's still
too much Silverbolt,
too much Superion.
Yeah,
the chest is still unaltered. It still has the unaltered Superion head. One of those things has to change.
The head will change. The head will definitely change when they announce the Technobots. Which will probably be New York Comic Con.
What are we basing that on?
Speculation.
Inside sources.
My guess.
And dreams.
It's not even speculation. It's purely my own guess.
I hope
Tron is computer language for, you know, the unfinished product, and Computron is going to be the finished product.
Really should be Alphatron.
They give us a finished product.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's closer to Alphatron or pre-Alphatron.
Pre-Alphatron. And not to a slight Brawl, but Brawl's looking very brutish.
I like Brawl a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, very much so. And it's a completely new mold.
That's the best part.
Yes. The whole thing is in prototype. It's great. Yeah, like the Onslaught looks fantastic, but again, it's just some new parts on an existing. It's a retool, but Brawl is brand new.
And Brawl looks like he could be our nose cone base as well, is what I'm thinking.
He could be, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, they stretched the stuff out, so.
Well, we know they're going to use him for something else.
Yeah.
Let's all get bored with him already.
Yeah.
Let's get down on him.
But I like the face sculpt on Brawl, you know, with the Brawl has always looked like a mini Bruticus face, kind of, to me.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Sort of. Almost.
And one thing about Rookie is he had the hands molded, but they were right there on the side. At least with the way they have Brawl's hands, it's a lot more definition, so it doesn't look like... It looks like he's kind of wearing, like, brass knuckles, or at least, you know, gauntlets on his forearms that he can punch you with, instead of it being just all together there at his fists.
So I just want to point out something in the chat. Denobot Maximize said he thought that they weren't doing the Technobot Deluxes. They haven't said that they were. They've only hinted that they were with that Betatron comment, because somebody, I forgot who it was on the show, surmised that Betatron just means that he's a precursor to Computron, and they actually...
Which I am very skeptical about that.
But
that's what
I have no faith that we're actually getting Technobot
Deluxes. But Hasbro did say that. A representative from Hasbro said the exact same thing. Doesn't mean that it's going to come out, but
exactly.
It does mean that they are absolutely looking at it. Yeah. Doesn't mean that they will.
I just really hope we do get Technobots. Just because the Technobots and Abominus have not got a lot. I mean, they've had the third party love, but they just haven't had a lot through the years through official sources.
I only got that Abominus Legends combiner recently, and that's probably as good as we're going to get.
As far as Technobots, we've gotten nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, so I'm really...
Well, no, not true. So we did get the Creo set, and we got the Creo set for Abominus too, right?
Yeah.
So we got those for what they are.
Yeah, but here's hoping. But, I mean, Scattershot is making progress. You know, so let's just hope that we get the full set. We'll just have to wait and see. Maybe New York will shed some light on the situation.
Probably not. I mean,
you know what I noticed?
What?
One of those white wheels is the white wheel that was on the test shot that was at BotCon. Remember how we were all pointing out there was one with a white wheel on it?
Yeah.
It's one of the white wheels.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Okay. Let's see here. What else we got going on? Masterpiece Ironhide got a ship date, which now may or may not be current.
Man, news moves so fast.
Yeah. I mean,
well, what are you going to do? You guys don't even like him.
I like him. I pre-ordered him.
I don't particularly but I'll still try one out. Yeah. So
it's as I said, I've got the two iGear versions, and other than being like a half a hand too short versus MP10, visually I've got no problem with them. I can't pin down why I don't like Masterpiece Ironhide's looks. I can't pin down specifically it's this or this, but something as the full package. He just doesn't look right, and I don't know why, but it's bugging me.
Well, he's $90, and he's coming out in January, so that's kind of the gist of the news there. You know what? And like one of the, I guess on the photo that's on like Big Bad, one thing that I don't like that I never really noticed is the way they form his feet, and like from the shins down, it is a mess, y'all. It is really like nasty down there. So I don't think there's anything on him that people just like flat out universally like. Everything is just a little bit off at best.
Well, you know, those feet remind me of kind of the way the Universe feet were. They just kind of were just big platform shoes stuck on the bottom, and that's not much better because they're completely breaking the sculpt of the leg.
But you know what I like about the Universe Ironhide? That I got it from Matt, and he sold it to me for $10, and he's my hero.
Did you get a ratchet?
I sold my generation's ratchet and Ironhide to pay for some third party stuff, and I was happy. God.
Wow, John, I never even looked at the lower legs of this thing. I like it even less now. Thank you.
It's really weird, isn't it?
It's hideous. Yeah.
It's funky.
It looks like he broke his ankles, and he's still trying to walk around.
So where I was giving it the benefit of the doubt, especially over the third-party ones, I don't care for it.
It aggravates me that this is my official Ironhide, and it's going to be my official ratchet, too.
It's. I think the one thing that, the only thing other than now seeing the ankles that bugs me, it's those damn hip panels on the side.
I can live with that.
That just bugs me for some reason.
That is my biggest drawback. Followed by like the side or rear view with the tires, and it's. I don't know.
There's something about his face too that I don't like, and that's a big like no-no for me if the face sculpt is off.
That's the reason I typically prefer Hasbro and Takara over third-party stuff, mm-hmm. because third-party stuff usually is butt when it comes to the face. I mean, usually they just they butcher the face, and the face is almost always terrible. This is not good.
No, this isn't good.
I'm hoping Repo.
It's like they focused everything they had on tracks, and then they're like, "Oh well, hey, you guys go do something too. Go do an Ironhide or something."
Well, speaking of that, I mean that's going to be something that's going to be interesting to me down the line is when we find out, you know, like this person designed this masterpiece and this masterpiece. I wonder who designed this. If that's a new person to the team,
no one will take
or,
credit.
The Rodimus guy.
Who designed this?
Now I am hoping maybe
at least Rodimus looked better than this.
Yeah. I'm hoping with the feedback, if Takara is looking at the feedback, not just in Japan, but worldwide on this figure, if they're doing their market research and seeing what's what, hopefully some changes will be made to Ratchet, so at least the Ratchet is a bit tweaked.
What changes could you make?
I don't know. Again, it's just maybe they can do something.
Like this needs to go back to the drawing board. Like, I would love to see them just scrap this and start all over.
Yeah, and in the beginning, I was saying maybe they're going to tweak something. But it's been so long.
Every time we see a new angle, it looks that much worse.
Well, I will say this again. I can't place what I don't like about it, but this looks better to me, ankles aside, versus what we saw earlier. I still don't like it, but it does look better. But now the now having John pointed out the ankles, I can't unsee the ankles.
It's bad. It's bad. Maybe we'll get we're not even gonna. We'll never get a retooling of it.
Maybe we'll get socks from Dr. Wu.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I want some Ironhide booties.
I think the Voodoo one actually looks better. And they're about the same size. And that was
robot mode. Yeah, this collapses into a really small van, but it's a pretty sizable robot.
Yeah, you know, I think of all the Autobot cars, I think they've put too much emphasis on the van mode to be as accurate as it looks, and it's the robot mode suffering in this case. The balance is not there to me.
Well, that may be due to license restrictions.
Yeah,
because this is an officially licensed product through Nissan. So
because we got a Bumblebee that wasn't the right Bumblebee from the series, but that's what Volkswagen wanted them to use.
Lame.
Okay. Well, because I mean they had to officially license the vehicle, so they couldn't do it super deformed. That was Bumblebee's problem.
Yeah.
This, I mean, you're trying to get this robot mode out of a freaking box van. It was not going to be an easy task to begin with.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead and wrap up the first party news with. Hasbro has filed new Transformers trademarks for Backtrack and Autobot Wheelie. Now, I didn't realize that they had lost the trademark for Wheelie because we recently got a couple.
Yeah.
But they registered that trademark, and maybe I guess to extend it. I don't really understand how trademark law works. But Backtrack was used in Armada, and was it used again elsewhere? Article mentions live action, though I don't remember off the top of my head. But also,
he was also a MicroMaster, I think.
That sounds right.
MicroMaster,
and but Wheelie is there was a rumor about the 2016 Generations Legends assortments, and it seems like this sort of lines up with that. So we could get a new Wheelie in Generations.
Maybe it's possible Wheelie became too generic of a name to trademark, so that's why they threw the Autobot in front of it.
They normally do that so they can protect it.
He would make a great chest plate. I mean, that's another one where you just put the car on the chest. And
people will aim for the chest plate. Is what
I have Wheelie.
Yeah, everybody's going to aim for Wheelie anyway. So
yeah.
The Decepticons realize, hey, wait a minute, that's Wheelie. Everybody shoot that guy.
I will be honest with you, and I think I've shared my love for Wheelie in the past, but he really holds a soft spot in my heart. Being a Season 3 fan, and again, growing up dirt poor, he was one of the few Season 3 characters that I actually had a toy of as a kid.
Yeah, I had that one too. Still have it.
Yeah, me too. And I loved it so much. And he was supposed to be the point of view character as a robot. He was basically the Bumblebee of Season 3. Just did a terrible job of it. But
it was hardly ever used, really.
Yeah, but he's my favorite Frank Welker voice.
Everyone had a Wheelie because you'd go in the store and you'd be like, Mom, Dad, I want a Transformer. And like, here's a $2.99 Transformer. Here, shut up.
I'm actually excited about the thought of I want a Legends class Wheelie to go with my movie figures.
Yeah, I do. I really do too. I want a Legends class Wheelie. I think that's, you know, the appropriate size for him. So.
Actually, I take it back. My favorite Frank Welker voice is Season 3 Galvatron. I mean, is the movie the Season 3 Galvatron. But Wheelie is second. Then Megatron. And then Soundwave. And then, like, Santa's a little helper.
Not mentioned in this article, but I read another news item that came out somewhere that they've also reapplied for a trademark on the Brawn name.
Oh, cool.
So.
When was the last time we got Brawn? Back in
the old Legend scale.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't even remember that toy. I have it.
Well, do you count
right?
that?
I have it. I don't have it accessible. But
do you count that canceled? Bulkhead repaint.
God.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Because it came out in Cloud, so it was canceled in GDO, but it did come out.
Oh crap! So I absolutely have this Brawn, and it's a terrible toy. Yep. Okay. I could definitely use a better Brawn. So, actually, when I want to get that better Brawn, if it ever comes out, I will get it at tfradio.net/Amazon. Like, seriously. That's exactly what I'll do.
Because you can pre-order stuff
from Amazon.
Which is cool.
What you should do, and I hate to whore this out, but I'm going to. If you follow any kind of technology news or whatever, you know that today was all the Apple announcements. So Apple's coming out with some new stuff, like the iPad Pro, which is a 12.9-inch tablet. New iPhones, a new Apple TV. You can get all that stuff through Amazon. And purchases like that really help us out. So go to tfradio.net, click on the Amazon link, and do all your shopping there. Doesn't cost you a cent more, but Amazon scrapes a little bit off the top of that and sends it to us to help us put the show together. That's how we pay for this. So you already shop on Amazon. Why not just do it through our website? Like I said, costs you no more, and it helps us out. I mean, if you don't, all the money just goes to Amazon anyway. So it's a good deed. So tfradio.net/Amazon. Thank you very much. I do all my shopping there.
Eventually, maybe we'll make enough to where Brian won't have to charge us to be on the show.
Maybe not. That's a pretty sweet deal for me. And if anybody else wants to be on, it's only $59 an episode. So
it's $99.99.
That's your rate, Don. Everybody else pays $59.
I was making a reboot reference. You ruined it.
Contact at tfradio.net if you want to be on for $59. I'm kidding. It's $179 for new people. Okay, so tfradio.net/Amazon. So, oh my gosh, I'm giving Diecast this story, even though he may not deserve it as much as other people.
I wanted it. I
know. That's why I gave it to Diecast.
I've always wanted it, too.
Me, too. So. Oh, I want it, I think, more than anybody here.
You weren't alive when this was even a thing.
Yes, he was.
Barely.
Hell, I'll take it then. So, City of Steel, the best worst episode of G1. Of course, it is
pretty terrible.
We talk about this all the time. Optimus Prime is split into different chunks. His arm is placed on the pole of this skyscraper, and he shoots people. It's a gun turret. His head is like sitting on Megatron's desk. It's great, and his torso becomes the body of an alligator con for no good reason. And Fans Project has blessed us with a repaint of Croc.
And it looks so good in Optimus Prime colors.
It looks so good.
How did you say that name? Posidium? Posidium?
Postium.
Which is, if you look at it, it's the letters for Optimus.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah. It's an anagram.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. God, I really hope the first time this figure is going to be available is at in Singapore this month, and I really hope this is going to be at TFCon Charlotte. I really have a feeling it is. And there's no proof behind me saying that. I just have a good feeling that it's going to be there. And you know, Fans Project had some stuff at the last TFCon we were at in Chicago. So I'm hoping that we're going to get this in Charlotte.
Yes,
I'm
going to be
really disappointed if it's not there.
Yes.
But.
So
yes,
what's
definitely.
The name of this again?
Postium.
Postium.
And what's the name of the? I thought the other version was named Croc, but I can't find it.
Crocs.
It is Crocs. Okay, that's why I can't find it.
Like the shoes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got you. Go ahead.
You go ahead first, Brian.
So the head on this, to me, is it Jess Sr.? It looks like a Jess Sr. head. The Optimus head?
It kind of looks a little Power Master.
Yeah.
Didn't
Jess Sr. do the Power Master stuff in the late G1 comic? Or maybe it was somebody. It wasn't Andrew Wilman, I don't think.
No, that was Prime came back in 1947. That was right before Simon took over in 1951.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it does look like the comic.
I want it. It will be mine.
At that point, was that what's his name? Our favorite Transformers artist. Jose Delbo? Was it Jose at that point?
I'd have to look up the issue and find out.
I'm looking it up.
Now, I saw this on Twitter.
It was Jose Delbo. Okay, that's why it looks familiar. Okay.
cool. Now, I saw this on Twitter, Facebook, so I can't give credit to the person who said this because I could not find it again. But I saw a suggestion that, because y'all remember at BotCon this year, one of the third-party companies had a repaint of, Diecast, you probably remember that two-pack that was Hegemon and somebody.
Oh, yeah, else. Hegemon.
Orion.
And Orion, yeah. It was a slight repaint, retool, I think. This could be repainted with a new head into Beast Wars Megatron, and their Mind Wipe figure could be Optimus, repainted with a new head as the Bat Optimus.
That could happen.
And with next year being the Beast Wars anniversary, a two-pack of the fans project Beast War Leaders.
And Skullface in the chat pointed out that this is just repurpose of the Code Head, which makes perfect sense.
Okay.
But it with the paint app, to me, it looks like the Power Master head from the Jose Delbo run of the G1 comic, which was terrible.
Yeah, so I would hate to think of the price of that two-pack. I would buy it, but I would hate to think of the price on that. But that would be a really interesting use of those molds.
It would be. It would be. Nobody would buy it, but it would be pretty cool. Okay, so Diecast, I'll give you this one.
Okay, this is the DX9 carry, which I reviewed the test sample of, or the test shot of. And we finally, because Don keeps asking, when's Carrie coming out?
I want this now in my collection on my desk.
Well, we not only have box instructions, tech spec card, they also fix the sticker on the front or the paint application on the front. I don't think it's a sticker where it goes up to the top of the panel now, so there's not as much gappage between the flames on the top part of that go around his like collar. So this is the final shot. This is the actual production version of Carrie. So we have the boxes to get to retailers. It normally takes roughly about, what do we see on average, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So within the next month, I think people will be getting this in hand.
It's very
so
pretty.
Don can stop asking me, did anyone hear anything on Carrie? Carrie?
Okay,
is it coming out soon?
Okay, I have not wanted a third-party figure this bad since Mastermind Creations Shockwave, the Hearts of Steel, Steam Paddle Wheeler, Ironclad. I mean, I love all my third-party stuff. I'm just saying, yeah. As soon as I saw the transformation and how it all was self-contained, I want this.
And it is. It's a really nice figure. It's not perfect, but it's pretty close to it's better than I would have expected it to be.
Now, the backpack was not as bulky as we were guessing, right? It does condense down a little bit more than what we were thinking originally.
Yeah, and what's nice on this production version that we have pictures of, it looks like those orange wings that go into the side of the gun for the Target Master are actually molded in an orange plastic now, which is awesome that they did that.
And the photos that come with this, it shows the Masterpiece scale Galvatron. That was also DX9, right?
Yeah, that's the DX9 Galvatron. Yeah, it
looks really good.
Yeah, it's, you know, because I've got Mania King to go with my protector armor.
Mania King does not look good.
Well, oh, well, that is a Digibash.
Yeah.
The color photos.
But yeah, but I mean, the mold looks fantastic.
The mold looks
unlike
great.
Mania King.
Well, I don't have any problem with Mania King.
I have lots of problems with it.
But he's definitely for my protector armor and my classics-ish format. But Galvatron never been one of my big favorites. But after seeing him with Carrie, yeah, it's kind of like Insecticons. You're going to get all three. I think if you get one of these, you're going to wind up getting the other one anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Mania King is the exemplar of what I don't like about certain third party stuff. It's okay, it's close, but I have it now, and it's not like I can get my money back or take it to Target. It's not crap. I mean, it hasn't broken. It's not. I mean, the one that I have isn't like falling apart by any stretch. But It just when I drop that much cash on something, I want to feel good about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest, Massey has knocked my Manai King off. Just when he's been
getting solid.
His little,
it's solid.
Yeah. I was worried about those head points, but Massey's knocked him off several times in fits of anger, and he survived so far.
Massey, you're only supposed to attack Don in fits of anger,
and it's not like first party's not is immune to that, because of course we all know that Masterpiece Rodimus is so terrible. But
he has issues.
If I got a first party toy and it breaks or something, I can take it back to the store. But for the most part, but third party, I just don't feel like there's any protection whatsoever. And if I drop $150 on something, I want to love it more than my cat.
Yeah. I thought of a good example this week, with the whole Ratchets in the new mold of, or the remold of the Optimus Prime and what's the other one? Menasor? Motormaster. If Hasbro was third party, since they redid the little Ratchet piece, they would have given us new Ratchet pieces in the newer mold, so we could take those and put them in the
new
mold.
They may have, but they are going to do that, where Hasbro would never do that.
Right. Hasbro would never do that. And I was like, for once, I was like, wow, I wish Hasbro was third party, because I bought these other two figures that have bad Ratchets in them. Not bad, but not ideal. And a lot of the fans didn't like them. I'm sure that's why Hasbro changed them. But now we got two figures that still have the old crappy ones, when they could have included a little part.
I'm just going to put this,
we could take it apart.
I'm just going to put this out there, and you know, people like, oh, you know, like third party, blah blah blah. But when it boils down to it, Transformers are toys for kids. I mean, you know, we're grown-ass men. We're sitting here talking about this stuff, but they're toys for kids. So, I mean, I totally get why a third party would do that, and Hasbro isn't going to do that.
Well, yeah, Hasbro's not going to tell a five-year-old kid to take apart his toy
exactly.
Screwdriver and replace parts. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I mean, if you want to, you can collect both. But if you're going to go with, you know, the Hasbro stuff, you got to expect that stuff as well. So, no, I'm totally with you. I think that is a fantastic point. But it's just, I wanted to make the point again that, you know, we're grown-ass men talking about toys for kids.
Yeah, a five-year-old kid is a lot less likely to complain about his Ratchet joints than
exactly.
a 36-year-old
oh,
man
sure.
is.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, fantastic point, and I agree with you all the way. But I just wanted to have that moment of realization that I am a grown-ass man talking about toys that are for 5 to 9-year-olds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know how many parents would call and be like, yeah, we got extra parts in our toy. What are they for?
Exactly. He swallowed it. Now we're going to sue.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else we got? Unique Toys Provider. I didn't see this before. So is this brand new? Don, what do you know about this?
Well, we've seen some early test shots since, I think, around BotCon. They were all servicing about the same time. But these are the first color shots that I've seen. It's, of course, I'm guessing a Masterpiece level, a scale, perhaps, Octane. Diecast, you've had Shigura. Can you tell if this is, like, about the same scale as Shigura?
Yeah, I believe it is. The Chosen Prime actually had this at BotCon, the test sample.
Mm-hmm.
But they...
Oh, I remember now.
From feedback, they've actually reworked it, because people didn't like the back or the top of the figure, so they actually went back and redid this figure.
So I'm gonna,
from the back. I mean, I can't tell you exactly what changed, but I know it looks a lot better now than it did.
Okay, stupid question. I know the name Unique Toys, but as we know, they all run together for me now. What else have they done?
Unique Toys is. We believe is the same as DX9.
DX9, I think, yeah.
Sugar. Okay, so I feel good about this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one. You know, and they're doing awesome with the triple changers.
DX9 makes good stuff. So what else have they made, though? Do we know?
Unique Toys did the Abominus, too.
Oh, and you love that.
Yeah, I like it. It's not perfect, but... I like it.
Troll is perfect.
One of the 18 Predic Kings was theirs.
Oh, well, those run together. This looks beautiful.
It does. It's now, judging by the look at, we all know how triple changers all suffer from the problem where one mold suffers for the other two. But I have to say, other than the robot mode having something of a backpack with the plain nose comb there, really it looks like everything is pretty well balanced out. So not one mold is just a CF of, you know, garbage.
Yeah,
you know, he looks good. I like the colors, even though they're probably early colors. The backpack again is a little kibbly, but again, you can't shove it. You know, much more than they can hide is what a friend of mine used to say.
This does it for me. I want this.
Yeah.
And it's better than the first they redesigned.
Yeah.
Good job.
Now I will say this. Okay, y'all gave me a lot of grief on this before, but I still think Classics Tankor / Octane is not as bad as everyone makes them out to be. But it's nice seeing a new Octane for everybody's collection.
Can I kick him off this call? Can I do that, or do you have to do that?
I have to do it. It's
And Octane was a likable, Decepticon.
Yeah, he was kind of like Han Solo. You know, yeah. he was opportunistic, and of course,
a scoundrel.
Yeah, and of course, if he hadn't stole Triptychon, we wouldn't have gone had another trip to Carbamia.
Oh God. Okay. So, R.I.P. Casey Kasem. Let's see here. So people don't know, Casey Kasem left the Sunbow.
Yeah,
over that of Carbamia. Yeah. Okay. So let's see here. What else we have going on? So MMC exclusive R20 Nero Rex. I give this to John because why the hell not?
He's got Feral Rex, so.
I guess John's going to have to buy this.
No. Well, one, I'm not going to be in Singapore this weekend.
Why not?
And I'm not going to be in Singapore this weekend with $600 to waste.
Yeah, the one weekend you're not going to be in Singapore. What's the odds of that?
I'm willing to bet you can have way more fun doing something else with $600 in Singapore. Like, way more fun.
Yeah, okay.
So Nero Rex, yes, is a purple and black recolor of Feral Rex. The Mastermind Creations, excellent, not Predaking.
Is that the one to get, Feral Rex?
No question. It is, like, beyond awesome. It is the one – it's the one third-party toy I have that, like, I'll never let go. Because I know it's just not going to get better than that. Like Hasbro may do something. If Hasbro ever does Predaking, he'll be different. And he'll be a decent mass production toy.
But will not be this.
Can't top this.
Okay,
it makes it all worthwhile. Like the whole third party.
If you want
circus.
If you want a Mortal Kombat 3-esque swap palette of that toy, you can get it here.
Yeah. Indeed. And so Nero Rex is a box set, which granted is pretty awesome. A Predaking gift set. But again, yeah, $600, only available, at least initially, at the Singapore Toy Game and Comic Convention, which starts on the 12th. I think that's Friday-ish. So, I don't know, man. File it under Why God Why. But
okay, well, I've got to say, this is my first time seeing this figure tonight in these colors. And as I mentioned before, Predaking is not one of my favorite. I mean, he's a nice figure, but he's not one that I've been clamoring for. I need a new Predaking. He's way down the list. This, however, I won't. I love the colors. It makes him so much not Predaking in the oranges and the colors that he's normally in. That makes him a completely different character to me.
So I agree. Different character. I agree. It's pretty. It is pretty, but it's random. It's nothing at all. It's not an homage to anything. So,
sorry to interrupt, Brian, but it's not really a perfect
Pretty homage. King at night.
Well, that, but it's also remember the universe repaint of Tiger Claw.
God, Don, that is so. That's,
oh my gosh!
No,
universe Pretty King.
No. That's what brown anyway, brown and purple.
Well, I'm just saying it's not completely unprecedented.
This is not that.
Don's shelf.
Yeah.
Everyone says third party needs to, do something not Transformers related. Well, here's something they had to do to make money with the mold. They had to do Transformers related. had in a loose term. But here's a repaint that doesn't line up with anything Transformers related.
Non Transformers related. It's like something making GoBots or something, not making random repaints of stuff they already have.
You know, it could be any. That could be any. Heck, you know, they could have painted it in monstrous colors if they wanted to from GoBots, and you'd have a new monstrous combiner.
Well, if they had done something, they would have done this. But if they had done Tiger Force or Python Patrol,
oh my god! You can paint anything in Tiger Force, and I will buy it.
Oh my god! Can you imagine Python Patrol though, all over that figure?
Oh, so that awesome!
Oh my god! Tiger Force doesn't even make sense, but I would buy it.
It would be like one of those magic eye pictures. You'd have to stare at it, and then it would all just sort of
Warbitron would make sense. Tiger Force, and oh my god! But I would still buy this.
I think this is a good looking figure, but
it's pretty. It's unnecessary.
It's you could save like $50 and buy the actual real like Feral Rex.
But and I'd rather have the real Feral Rex colors too.
I'd rather have this. I really want this.
Get it done.
I like the black and purple version better, but I'm not paying $500-$600 for either of them.
Here's my thing. So like I look at this. Is it going to retain any value? The answer is no. I mean, I kind of look at it like baseball cards or something like that. There has to be a hook into something as to why somebody would want it. So with Quakewave, fantastic Shockwave, limited availability. So the price went up, supply and demand. I don't expect the demand for this to ever go up in any capacity.
It's going to be worth something to people that like Feral Rex.
No, I mean, probably not. But I mean, the initial purchase. But if you're talking 10 years from now, nobody will want this.
Yeah, so,
even as an investment, toys are a terrible investment anyway. Yeah. But this is an especially a terrible investment.
You don't say.
I'll just leave it like this. It's something to look for down the road at a show. You know, I'm just saying, if you go looking for something and it happens to be there,
if I get it for $95, I might buy it.
Chinatown.
Yeah. It's pretty. Okay, let's see here. Is that it? Third party? Is that it? That's it?
Hey, I guess just real quickly, so like black and purple, am I misremembering? Was that ever like specifically a thing? I mean, I know like black repaints was a thing, but it was like mostly black and gold, right?
Masterpiece Rodimus repaint black and purple?
Yeah, yes. He was, definitely.
Yeah, and then you also had the San Diego Comic-Con Minasaur from the Rodimus Titanium mold.
Motormaster is gray, black, and purple, right? Black and purple is... maybe they just had a lot of black and purple plastic left over, or they got a great deal on that. Great deal on vacuumized purple.
And they slowly pan over to Lyo Convoy.
It looks good, though.
It does.
You can't argue that.
My problem isn't that it doesn't look good. My problem is that it exists, and it vexes me as to why they would actually do that.
Well, you know,
I'm kind of glad they made this just to bother you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least it's something different. I think of it like Steel Corps from Fans Project. It's not meant to be anybody, so it can be anybody you want it to be.
They could have done like Voltron colors, and that would have been like crazy looking.
That would have been awesome.
So this,
more interesting.
So this somehow is the spark of Skywarp split into five parts, and is now a combiner.
Fanfic your own third party.
More Lion
Skywarp and the Insecticons.
Oh yeah.
It's some of the
Spark experiments that Beast Wars Megatron did. Okay, so this week on the network, I'll do this. Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, The Motionless Podcast. Did anybody listen to that yet?
Yes.
Not yet.
Was it good?
Yes, it was.
I can't wait. Get the Skinny, John and I talk about Hulk Hogan caffeine, that Bulgarian training bag I made, and more. Skinny has been really fun the last few episodes.
Okay, yeah, very Cliff Notes version. What is a Bulgarian training bag?
I'm glad you asked, Don. Listen to the show.
Ooh, it's worth your time.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm really
one of Brian's homemade exercise equipment.
Yep.
Projects.
Yep. I like where the show's been going the last couple weeks, John. I think we need to hone in on that and focus on it a little more, on that sort of nerd
word,
health and wellness thing. Mm-hmm. Before, it was kind of like a general, when JD and I did it, it was a skeptical look at health and wellness.
Just in general.
Yeah. For those five
episodes. Living healthy is a crock.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily living healthy. No, no, no. It's like there's so much, so many scams out there, like HCG and all that stuff, where it's like, oh, well, you know, take this pill or take these drops and, oh, yeah, eat 500 calories a day.
Hey, next week, you know what we should talk about? I think I suggested something on the show, but I already forgot. So we should talk about the McDonald's not completely true breakfast all day proposal.
What? Not completely true. Yes, let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's not. It's misleading.
Because I told Kim today that, you know, it's coming soon, and she's like, "What? You know, the big thing." He's like, "And like, it's less than a month away." She's like, mm-hmm. "Brian, vacation's 2 weeks away. I'm so excited." Like, no, Kim, McDonald's all day breakfast. And she punched me. Go ahead, Don.
I forgot That's what okay. I was going
I'm sorry.
To say.
I had to get That's that okay. out. Yes, That's John. Fine. We'll talk about that.
Yes, we will, because it's not completely true.
Yeah. So being awesome with Rob Springer, Rob has now moved into his new home, and he was talking about moving that toy collection. I loved reading Rob's Facebook posts about that, because it was like he would post pictures of it to Facebook groups. And somebody's like, well, yeah, but imagine that and X. Rob's like, I got that. So people always try to one-up Rob. There are not many people that can one-up Rob when it comes to toy collections. Don can't, I don't think. Rob's got quite the toy collection. So,
yeah.
Collection I use loosely, because it's kind of like mine. It's just a conglomeration of stuff. This week on the minicast, Don, John, you guys tell us about that one, since you...
Well, I'll set up Don. I'll let him go. So we got the press release out of nowhere. Press release out of nowhere, like an RKO on Friday about BotCon. And so I read the press release, and Don mused so gently based on the press release. Did I miss anything, Don?
No. Basically, we talked about, holy crap, this is early, and this is what the area's like, and this is what the hotel's like, and this is what you can do, and... The only thing I'll say is that the BotCon rate looks to be the best rate of any website I've checked. So, but for more information, of course, go check out the minicast.
Yeah, very cool. And a little different. I posted a blog because I get questions all the time, and you know, it's kind of like kayfabe in wrestling. You know, trying to keep the secret. Doing a podcast, if you really want to do a really basic job, it's not the hardest thing in the world. People do it all the time, but people always ask me, well, what equipment do I need? What software do I need? I get that a lot. So I just wrote up an article, and spoilers, the links to the products go to the Amazon page. So, basically the equipment that you need, it's not really a how-to guide, but it's the stuff that I use to put the show together. So it's pretty all-inclusive. So pretty much covers everything you need. Not how to do it, but what we use. So that's up there. And quickly, just on T-Formers this week, there's a video review of the Robots in Disguise. Titan changes Optimus Prime. Also, that Metal Earth 3D laser cut model, Optimus, there are new images of that. Play with this 2's Jet Strike painted prototype figure photos. And Masterpiece Starscream hitting Toys R Us in the United States.
About not 2 months earlier area. Than it was supposed to.
Yeah. Really want that.
Not in my area. I wish it was hidden.
Don. Just in time to get scalped, like immediately.
Yeah. Don, go ahead and scalp me. Okay.
How about I just try to find one for you?
You're my hero. I love Don.
Wait, we're going to scalp him? I'm ready.
Oh, God. So, guys, I don't have anything else this week. We've gone a lot longer than I expected. Quite a bit of stuff going on.
That's what she said.
No, she didn't expect it. Went a lot shorter than she expected.
Yeah. And, I mean, Starscream is still not back in stock at Toys R Us, and he's got 5 stars. So that's when everybody's able to get one the first time around.
Yeah.
Those jerks.
Yeah, I missed the USA edition or the Walmart version. From years back, so this was very nice.
I got that, but I don't like that mold. I prefer the modified.
Oh, the modified version's much better, yeah. I still want a smaller version of it to go with the Autobot cars, but I will probably never get that.
Probably
I don't
not.
Think it looks that bad compared to the Autobot cars. I mean, it's big, but they're jets. They should be big compared to cars.
So. But scale like robot mode, which I want, they're too big.
Yep.
I like big Decepticons.
I like big Decepticons, and I cannot lie. You other bots can't deny. Okay, so follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. You can follow me personally on Twitter at B Kilby, not at TF Radio. You can follow both. Matt's not on social media. He is a hermit. Diecast, how do we get a hold of you?
I'm on Twitter at Diecast2, and I'm on Facebook at Andrew Bathe, the little skeleton guy, skeleton pirate guy. That's me.
And don't follow me on Facebook. You can follow me, but I may not friend you back because I've been burned by that recently.
Oh.
Like, I have somebody blocked, and I get Facebook requests from that person under an alias asking me to unblock them.
Yeah, is there alias Smith and Jones?
No. I don't understand what you're talking about. Don, how do we get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR. I can also be reached on Facebook. Just look for me. And that's pretty much it. I'm everywhere you don't want me to be.
Instead of tweeting out your number, you should just give it to everyone now, and they can.
Yeah, Don. I think we get your phone number by being your friend on Facebook, don't we?
Okay. All right. Yeah, my phone number is 867-5309.
That's not what it says on Facebook.
He's gonna go check his Facebook
Ooh.
Now.
And John, how do we get a hold of you?
That John D on Twitter.
That's nice and easy. I like that. I'm actually checking Don's real quick to see if he gives his phone number. He does not. Oh, crap. I think I do.
nice.
No. Yeah. I that. Okay.
And it's sad that Diecast is too young to get the joke that I made with the number.
I think he gets it.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets it.
Oh, I think he gets it.
He's just lying to make you feel better, Don.
I'm not that young. I'm 33, so it's not like...
Younger than me.
I don't even remember. Yeah, I don't even remember. In 33.
Okay, so that'll do it for Radio Free Cybertron this week. Thank you guys for watching or listening. Don't forget, we stream the show live every Wednesday at about 8 Eastern time in the U.S. And the show typically, I try to have it up on the Thursday after. So, well, that's it. Thank you all for watching. We'll catch you later. Have a good one.
Everybody take care.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?